The Bible makes a significant statement about the chosen men of Issachar. They were men who had understanding of the times. If ever there was a time we needed to be aware of what's taking place in our culture, it's now. We need to understand the times in which we live. As men especially, we need to be alert to the spiritual dangers which affect our families. In today's culture, we're seeing the fruits of a belief system that has rejected any idea of absolute truth. Some people say that it really doesn't matter what you believe, just so long as you live right. But what you believe determines how you live. If you believe that you're the product of evolutionary chance and that you're not responsible to God for your actions, then that belief system will be reflected in your behavior. If you believe that you're created in the image of God and will one day stand before Him, then that will have a profound impact upon how you live your life. Postmodernism is the term used to describe the time period in which we currently live, a time in which we're told that everything is relative. What might be true for me is not necessarily true for everyone else. Truth, we're being told, is what you believe it to be. This kind of thinking now dominates our culture through the media and our education system. But knowing the truth is the most important issue in life. Pilate asked the greatest question to the greatest authority. He asked Jesus, "What is truth?" Truth is God's perception of reality, not ours. And the Bible is our source of ultimate truth. The more I seek God through His Word and understand who He is and what He requires of me, the more I understand what is true. If ever there was a time we needed to get back to the absolute truth and authority of the Bible, it's now. Make sure that you pass on to your children the conviction that God's Word is our source of ultimate truth, not Hollywood or the media, not their teachers at school or lecturers at university, not their peers, or even what they feel in their emotions. Truth is what God says, and it's who God is. And whatever contradicts the words and character of God cannot ever be truth. My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Home Life Ministries.